Welcome to episode 547 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. James 1 verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. The gifts given at Christmas are symbolic of the tributes made to the baby Jesus by the wise men after his birth. The Bible describes the Magi journeying to the location of Jesus' birth by following a star, and upon their arrival, presenting him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These gifts given 2,000 years ago are long gone, but that should not be surprising. They were material gifts, fashioned by human hands. That which is of human origin will pass away. But according to Romans 11 verse 29, God's gifts are irrevocable. Far greater than gifts given to Jesus, either back then in Bethlehem or today, are the gifts given by Jesus to us. These are the good and perfect gifts that we should pursue.
Today's top 10 list.
10 gifts from Jesus for us to unwrap all year.
Number 1.
Rest. Matthew 11 verse 28, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The writer of Hebrews tells us that there is a future final rest for believers in heaven. In the meantime, we can rest in the Lord by taking everything, all our burdens, problems, and anxieties to Him in prayer. We can tell God what we need, even as we remember and thank Him for all that He has done for us already.
Number 2.
Words and wisdom. Luke 21 verse 15, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. Jesus personally promises special grace, special help to His disciples in the face of persecution. When confronted by those who are enemies of the faith, He says that He will enable us to use such occasions as opportunities for testimony.
Number 3.
Peace. John 14 verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The peace that Christ offers is not like that of the world. The best we can expect from the natural world is unfairness and death. Even attempts to be moral without God lead only to frustration. Christ's peace refers here to a hope and reassurance that goes beyond what a fallen world can offer. It is permanent, guaranteed, and eternal. Paul, writing to the church at Rome, adds this in Romans 5 verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Number 4.
The power of example. John 13 verse 15. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. This statement is sandwiched between two references to Jesus' supreme authority. When Jesus approached Peter to wash his feet, Peter was scandalized. In that era, washing another's feet was an act of submission and humility. The idea that a master would do that to his own servant was unthinkable to someone in Peter's culture. At first, it would appear to contradict the idea of Christ as the Lord and Master. Jesus clarifies that He's not denying His supremacy. Jesus fully accepts the idea that He is their Lord. That lordship is the point of what He did. The natural human perspective is to look at some types of service or love and say, that's beneath me. This is especially true when we somehow feel more important or more valuable than others. By acting out humble, sacrificial servanthood, Jesus lowers the beneath me line all the way to the floor. Loving service to others is something no believer can brush off as unworthy of their time.
Number 5.
Authority. Luke 10 verse 19. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. In Matthew 28 verse 16, Jesus affirms for His disciples that all authority in heaven and earth has been given to Him, And in that authority, he calls Christians to participate in the Great Commission. However, even before his death, Jesus had given his disciples authority to witness, and authority over the powers of darkness that were going to try to interfere with that witness. That same authority is extended to us.
Number 6.
A new commandment. John 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. Earlier in his ministry, Jesus made it explicitly clear that love for others was a cornerstone of obedience to God. The general instruction to love, then, is not being stated as if it's the first time it's being mentioned. The newness Jesus refers to here is in the sense of something refreshed, re-emphasized, or highlighted. In no uncertain terms, love, especially between fellow believers, is meant to be the primary and most powerful sign of one's Christian faith. Jesus gives not only the command, but the power to obey the command.
Number 7.
The Holy Spirit. John 14, verse 16. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Jesus will later point out that he's leaving behind his earthly ministry specifically so the Holy Spirit can act. The Holy Spirit, in a sense, does from the inside what Christ would do from the outside: teach, convict, remind, and guide. In the following verse, Jesus will clarify that this helper is the Holy Spirit, who is available only to those who believe. Paul adds in Romans 5, verse 5, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us.
Number 8.
Access. Romans 5, verse 2. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. There is nothing that is stopping us from drawing near to God except our sin and rebellion. Jesus is called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. We can draw close to God as much as we want in a way that was not possible for those living in Old Testament times.
Number 9.
Justification. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith. Justification is the divine pronouncement of God that we are acquitted from sin's penalty, God's judgment for sin, and made acceptable before God, even though we are sinners. Theologian Chuck Swindoll writes, justification is the sovereign act of God whereby he declares righteous the believing sinner while he is still in a sinning state. In other words, while we still sin and have a sinful nature.
Number 10.
A new family. John 1 verse 12. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Becoming a child of God doesn't simply result in privileges, but spiritual power. A name in literature, legal documents, and conversation is a symbol of that person. Faith or belief in the name of Jesus means trust in his person, his sacrifice, and his salvation. This is not for absolutely everyone, however. The verse specifies that this power or right is only extended to those who receive him. Wise men may have given the baby Jesus gifts, and we can give gifts too, our time, our talents, our treasure, and most importantly, our hearts. But none of these gifts can compare to the gifts Jesus wants us to enjoy, not only during this season, but throughout the year, and indeed for eternity. Father, thank you for the good and perfect gifts made available to us through your Son. Empower us to accept these gifts cheerfully. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.